Hello, my name is Dr. Robert W. Buchanan. I am a professor of psychiatry in the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, and I'm interim director of the Maryland Psychiatric Research Center. I'm also director of the Maryland Early Intervention Program, which is an innovative program for the assessment, diagnosis, and treatment of people who are at high risk for the development of a mental illness with psychosis or in the early stages of such an illness. I'd like to give some background about why we've gone ahead and created such a program for the state of Maryland and talk first about what is the nature of the problem. Over 3 million youth and young adults have behavioral or emotional problems. These problems may be a harbinger of the onset of more serious mental illness and or substance abuse disorders. Serious mental illnesses are devastating illnesses. The illness onset typically occurs during adolescence or early adulthood and can disrupt family, scholastic, and social functioning. These illnesses may lead to lifelong functional disabilities requiring long-term financial support and treatment. Serious mental illnesses are associated with high rates of co-occurring alcohol and substance abuse, which increase the risk of violence and which interfere with the treatment of these disorders. It's also associated with co-occurring nicotine use, which is a major risk factor for medical comorbidities, including cardiovascular disorders. It's also associated with co-occurring metabolic disorders, including obesity, hyperlipidemias, and type 2 diabetes mellitus, all of which contribute to the shortened life expectancy of people who have serious mental illnesses. Early intervention is critical to minimize morbidity and disability. The duration of untreated psychosis is associated with worse social, emotional, and occupational outcomes. Without appropriate treatment programs, the likelihood of people having prolonged duration of untreated psychosis is increased and leads to poorer outcomes. DUP, or treatment duration of untreated psychosis, is associated with increased risk of suicide and violence. 10 to 30% of suicide attempts occur prior to treatment in people who present with a first episode of psychosis. 15 to 20% of these individuals have had some experience of violence prior to treatment. The per year risk of committing homicide is 15 times higher in untreated individuals, and 4 in 10 homicides committed by people with illnesses with psychosis occur prior to treatment. However, there is reason for hope. There is considerable emerging evidence to suggest that if one is able to detect these individuals early in the course of their emergence of their symptoms and to intervene early, we will be able to change the trajectory of their illness. We will be able to optimize the likelihood of their recovery from a serious mental illness and to ensure that they are able to live the lifestyle of their choosing. So what is it that we're proposing? We wish to develop a program which will function to reduce chronicity, enhance the likelihood that a person with early signs of psychosis will be able to manage their illness, move successfully through the appropriate development stages of growth, and establish a life of their choosing. The EIP takes a broad public health perspective in our treatment, in which we will directly address issues of aggression, violence, and substance use. The EIP is comprised of 3 different components: outreach and education services, clinical services, and training and implementation support services. Research is integrated into each of these components and will focus on the early detection and prediction of disease emergence, progress, recovery, and develop new methods for the treatment of these individuals. The ultimate goal of the EIP is to develop a comprehensive statewide program. Currently, the EIP is built on the foundation of pre-existing University of Maryland School of Medicine, Department of Psychiatry, and University of Maryland Baltimore County Department of Psychology programs. All EIP activities are guided by a multidisciplinary advisory council, including youth, family, and consumer advocacy group membership. So there are 4 overarching principles which have guided our development of the early intervention program. The first is that this is a multidisciplinary effort. We are taking advantage of each of the specific skills of the members of our team, of the disciplines that comprise our team, from social workers, psychologists, psychiatrists, to including professionals from the youth and family advocacy community. Second, we want to be able to merge the adolescent and adult expertise that these different team members may have. We know that people who work extensively with children, who work with adults, have different areas of expertise and can bring different skills into the treatment. People who work with children, young adolescents, tend to be more focused on family-centered treatment. They have greater expertise in development and are better able to utilize community resources for helping the individual become reintegrated into their community. In contrast, people who have more experience working with adults tend to have more experience working in a patient-centered framework. They tend to have greater expertise in treating people who have serious mental illnesses, and their work is more focused on fostering independence. Too often, our care systems are characterized by artificial boundaries between those who care for children versus those who care for adults. What we want to do in our care system is to break down those boundaries and to ensure that whichever service, whichever clinical service you're involved in, that you will have advantage of the expertise that's provided by those who have experience working both with youth and adults. In our programs, what we have done is we've integrated child and adult psychiatrists in each of the clinical services, which I'll be describing a little bit later on, so as to take advantage of this unique opportunity to integrate services across the lifespan. The third overarching principle for our program is to try to reduce the duration of untreated psychosis. Untreated psychosis represents that time from the onset of the first positive psychotic symptoms to the initiation of treatment. It is imperative in order to enhance the likelihood of a response to treatment and to enhance recovery that we do everything we can to diminish or decrease the duration of untreated psychosis. There are many costs associated with prolonged duration of psychosis. As I mentioned earlier, 10 to 30% of attempted suicides occur prior to the initiation of treatment. Second, 15 to 20% of people with a mental illness with psychosis experience violence-related injury prior to the initiation of treatment. Treatment delay is also associated with worse social, emotional, and occupational outcomes, a higher utilization of costly crisis services, and the longer the duration of untreated psychosis, the more likely that symptoms will worsen. They will be harder to treat, and it will be harder to engage the individual into treatment. The third overarching principle is that we want to design a program that addresses the individual's environment. We know that stress, trauma, substance abuse are all risk factors for the development of a mental illness with psychosis. We also know that these factors can precipitate an episode of their mental illness and can also worsen or decrease the likelihood of response to treatment. We also think it's incredibly important that families and or the equivalent support network are involved in a person's care. It is likely that the extent to which a family or a support network can provide a safe place for the individual, the more likely they will be able to respond to the treatment. Finally, in order to enhance recovery, it's critical that persons are reintegrated into their school or community environment. And if they're of the age where they can seek employment, that they are reintegrated into the workforce. So what are the three different components of the Maryland Early Intervention Program? The first component is outreach and education. As I mentioned earlier, it's critically important that we do everything we can to increase awareness of these illnesses, of people who are at risk for these illnesses, so that we can encourage early intervention and treatment, and part of that is our outreach and education efforts. One of the main barriers to treatment, one of the main factors that prolongs duration of untreated psychosis, is lack of knowledge about mental health problems and treatments, and the stigma related to mental illness. All of these contribute to increasing the threshold for treatment seeking. Strategies for reducing duration of untreated psychosis include increase awareness of the signs and symptoms of psychosis, reduce stigma and other barriers to obtaining a clinical evaluation and referral. Our approach will consist of the following steps. We will teach providers how to identify signs of clinical high risk and early psychosis. We will familiarize providers with relevant assessments and evidence-based practices, and we'll provide providers with ample ways to refer individuals for further consultation and, if needed, to treatment services. We believe it's important to try to provide this education and outreach service to a broad range of settings, including secondary educational institutions, local colleges and universities, behavioral health and primary care settings, and advocacy groups. The second component of the Maryland Early Intervention Program are the clinical services. The Maryland Early Interventions Program has three separate clinical services. The first is an early identification and intervention clinic for people who are at high risk for developing a mental illness with psychosis. There are also two first episode clinics, the Maryland Psychiatric Research First Episode Clinic and the RAISE Connection Program. And finally, there is an ongoing consultation service. The early identification and intervention clinic is based on the following principles. We know from research that most people who go on to develop a mental illness with psychosis have a recognizable prodromal phase of the illness. Approximately 50% of adults with schizophrenia and related disorders experience this phase in adolescence or early adulthood. Approximately 20% of individuals who present with prodromal symptoms will progress to a mental illness with psychosis. The early identification intervention clinic is designed to support the clinical care of youth who do not meet first episode clinical admission criteria. It will also support clinical research on the longitudinal course of these individuals, what are the factors that are involved from conversion from high risk to psychosis, what are the factors that are involved in the prevention of conversion from high risk to psychosis, and also the development of new interventions for preventing conversion. The EIC will also provide clinical prevention services and also will serve as a referral source for first episode clinics. The EIC will have the following eligibility criteria. It will serve youth and young adults between the ages of 12 and 22 years old. These individuals will meet clinical high risk criteria for psychosis. They will not have such a severe illness that they would meet first episode of psychosis criteria. Treatment principles will include family-centered care and coordination with their schools or place of employment, whichever is most appropriate for the individual need of the person. Treatment modalities will include a comprehensive assessment, psychoeducation and monitoring, and psychosis prevention strategies. There are two first episode clinics within the early intervention program. Both clinics work under the following principles of treatment. As I've mentioned before and will stress again, the sooner that treatment begins, the shorter the duration of untreated psychosis, the better the outcome of the individual. With shorter duration of untreated psychosis, there's an increased likelihood of antipsychotic response and decreased severity of positive and negative symptoms. The more comprehensive the program, the better the chances for full recovery. So both clinics will provide a full range of services, including psychopharmacological treatment, individual and family therapy, supported education, and/or employment. The RAISE Connection Program is the more specialized of the two first episode clinics, which are contained within the Early Intervention Program. The RAISE Connection Program provides a two-year intensive implementation of evidence-based therapeutic interventions, focusing on the transition of the youth, the affected individual, into adult and into an independent, fully recovered lifestyle. The treatment interventions are based on individualized, person-centered approaches, and it's based on integrated care through involvement of family and a social network with specialized multidisciplinary team addressing mental health and substance abuse issues. What differentiates it primarily from our other clinic is the continuity of care provided through proactive outreach and engagement, assessment, and adherence monitoring, where staff members, team members go out into the community to help facilitate the recovery of the individual. The third clinical component of the early intervention program is a statewide consultation service. We accept consultation requests from schools, colleges, psychiatrists, and other mental health providers, primary care and pediatric care providers, and state institutions. We provide consultations on diagnosis, treatment recommendations, and school and family management. These consultation services can be provided on site in 1 to 3 visits or through telephone and eventually telepsychiatry services. We would like to develop a system that provides consultation services throughout the state, including those areas for whom it's not easy to come to Baltimore to receive face-to-face treatment. The third component of the Maryland Early Intervention Program is the Training and Implementation Support Service. The goal of the Training and Implementation Support Team is to establish early intervention teams throughout the state. We will train these teams in evidence-based interventions for youth with early psychosis. We will support ongoing training of teams via an existing infrastructure. What we want to do is to create learning opportunities for teams and others providing services to those with early psychosis to support collaboration, sharing of resources, and coordination of service delivery. The teams, the early intervention teams, will be trained to engage young people and their families in care, provide care with a model of mental health recovery, assess and diagnose early psychosis, provide psychoeducation about early psychosis, prescribe and manage recommended pharmacological treatment, and provide evidence-based practices for improving social functioning, reducing substance abuse, re-engaging in work or school, or pursuing new educational or work opportunities, working with families, and planning for safety. We will develop training materials in different formats for these clinics that will be providing these services, as well as providing follow-along consultation, either in person or via telepsychiatry, so that providers can have regular access to experts.